Discussion on his safari, you should arouse compassion for that being. Patience what?
如果能够像上述那样修行慈心观，则修行悲心观对你而言是不困难的。要培育悲悯心，首先你应当选择一位正在受苦的众生，他必须与你相同性别，而且还存活在世，思维他的苦难，升起对他的悲悯心。
Then you should develop the wide vagina of the post-jhana. And when your light of concentration is bright and strong, you should with that light discern the being you selected. When you can see that being with your light of concentration, you should develop loving kindness meditation based on that person and enter into jhana.After that, imagine from that loving kindness jhana, and even that suffering person has come yet, you should develop compassion with the thought. May this person be released from suffering, and the purisa to samuchita. You should repeat this many times again, until you attain the first champion in that jhana, in the five vastas of each jhana.After that, you should develop compassion as you get loving kindness, such as you are a person you like, a neutral person in an enemy. You should develop each of these up to the satsana.
然后应当修行白见达到第四禅。当禅定之光强盛明亮时，以定光照见你所选择的众生。当你能够以禅定之光看见他时，对他修行慈心观，直到进入第三禅。从慈心禅出定之后，以该苦难众生为对象，你应当以这样的意念培育悲悯心，愿此善人解脱痛苦。如此一再修行，重复多次，直到进入初禅。第二禅、第三禅，并且完成每一禅的五自在之后，你必须像修行慈心观那样来修行悲心观，也就是对你所喜爱的人、中立的人、愿力修行，对每个人都必须修行到第三禅。
To develop compassion towards beings who are happy and not suffering in any apparent way, you should reflect on the fact that all unenlightened beings are not free from being reborn in the lower realm. Also, because of the deeper actions that they have performed during their wanderings through the law of rebirth, and why still not free from the danger of being reborn in the lower realm.All beings are still liable to experience the result of those evil actions. Lastly, every being is any object from compassion because they are not free from the suffering of aging, sickness and death.
如果要对快乐、没有任何痛苦迹象的众生培育悲悯心，你应当思维。一切尚未证悟的众生都不能免离投生于恶道的命运，而且由于他们在生死轮回中所造的恶业，只要他们还未能免离投生恶道的危险，一切众生都还要遭受那些恶业的果报。再者，每一个众生都是悲悯的对象，因为他们都还未能解脱生老病死之苦。
But now you have reflected that part. You should also here develop compassion as you teach loving kindness. That is, towards the potential of person, yourself, irrespective or dear person, indifferent person, and me. They have removed the distinction between individuals. We should develop to let the Agarita Jhana in each instant.
如此思维之后，你必须像培育慈心时那样来培育悲心，也就是说，对你自己喜爱的、中立者、愿离这四类人修行，破除人际之间的差异界限时，你应当能够对后三类的每一个对象修行悲心，达到第三禅。
For that, then you should develop the 122 ways of pervading compassion. Namely, 525 pervasion, 725 pervasion, and 120 karayana pervasion, which are the same as those used in the development of loving kindness meditation.
然后应当修行132种遍满悲悯的方法，也就是五类不限定的遍满，七类限定的遍满，以及120类方向的遍满。这与修行慈心观时所用的方法相同。
To develop the sublime vision of appreciative joy, you should select a version of the sensei who is alive and happy in whom you are very fond of and friendly with. Select a happy person inside of whom makes you happy and glad.
喜心观，要修行喜心观，你必须选择一个同性、纯活、快乐、你非常喜欢并且与你友好的人，选择一个见了面会使你欢喜愉悦的快乐之人。
Then you should develop the white idea of the report channel, and when your light of concentration is bright and strong, you should with that light deserve the being you selected. When you can see that being with your light of concentration, you should develop the sublime abiding of loving kindness based on that person in the channel. Of that imagine from that loving kindness channel, you should develop compassion channel. And then having emerged from that, and giving that happy person as object, you should develop appreciative pride. With the thought, may this being not be separated from the prosperity he has attained. The answer for his desire that somebody is your Maui gratitude. Develop this again and again until you can read the third jhana in the five masteries of each jhana.
然后应当修行白遍，达到第四禅。当禅定之光强盛明亮时，借着此光来照见你所选择的人。当你能以禅定之光看见那个人时，应当先以那人为对象修行慈心观，并且入定。从慈心禅出定之后，你应当修行悲心观。从悲心禅出定之后，以那个快乐之人为对象，你应当用如此的意念培育随喜心，愿此善人不失去他所得到的成就。如此一再地修行，直到达成第三禅，并且完成每一禅的五自在。
Then develop appreciative joy in the same way for a respected or dear person, a different person and an enemy. Say again to yourself, a respected or dear person, a neutral person and an enemy, until you are able to remove the distinctions between individuals. Say, taking all beings in the infinite universe as objects, develop appreciative joy in the 132 ways.
以同样的方法，对一个喜爱者、一个中立者、一个愿离培育随喜心之后， 接着再对你自己另一个喜爱者，另一个中立者，另一个愿力修行，直到你能够破除人际之间的差异界限，然后以无边宇宙当中所有的众生为对象，修行132种遍满起心的方式。
ဒီကိုယ်နဲ့ဒီဥပ္ပန္နဘာဝနာဒုတိယလုံးဒီသမိုင်းအပတိတော့ဒီကိုယ်နဲ့ဒီယေရှုဘတ်ဒီလုံးဒီဝိုက်ကစီညာအောက်ဒုတိယပုဒ်ကနာဒီနေ့ရှင်လက်တဲ့ယူကရိတ်ဘာသာအော့ဖ်ဒီဆင်ချက်ဘူအစ်လိုက်တဲ့ဒီလုံးလာပြီးတဲ့နေဘုဘရှင်ချင်းအပိရှင်းတဲ့ဂရိုင်းဤအောက်ဒုတိယတကနာဒူဝတ်တပ်ပတ်တဲ့ဟဘိခန်ဒီပရိသတ်ကနာYou should reflect on the disadvantages of those three seven qualities, namely their closeness to passion, like and dislike, illusion and pride. Afterward, you should reflect on the post-jhana based on equanimity as peaceful. Engage in normally neutral person as object, you should develop equanimity towards him by which he thought.This being is the heir to his own essence. Yansha Purisa Kamma Sukho.
舍心观，如果要修行舍心观，首先你必须修行白片达到第四禅，然后选择一个同性纯活的中立者，对那个人修行慈心观、悲心观、起心观，每一种都达到第三禅。接着从第三禅出定之后，你应当思维前三种犯住的缺点，也就是说他们都接近情感的作用，像喜爱与厌恶、兴奋与欢心。然后你应当思维以舍心为基础的第四禅是宁静的，选取一个中立者为对象，以如此的意念对他培育平等舍心。此善人是他自己所造之业的承受者。
问你成功的名单将来找他们给你公开心In appreciating strength, it should not take you long to develop the post-jhana of equanimity based on that new perception. Following that, you should develop the post-jhana of equanimity towards a represent or dear person, a very dear person in an enemy. You should then develop the post-jhana of equanimity again going towards yourself.In a present or a dear person, a new great person in an enemy. Until you have removed the distinctions between individuals, then taking all beings in the infinite universe as objects develop equanimity in the above 132 ways. This completes the development of the four sublime qualities.
在慈心观、悲心观与喜心观第三禅的支持下，如此对那个中立者修行时，不久你将能达到舍心观的第四禅。接着对一个敬爱者、一个亲爱者、一个愿敌修行，皆达到第四禅。然后应当一再地对你自己喜爱者、中立者。愿体培育平等舍心，对后三类人修行皆达到第四禅，直到破除人际之间的差异界限，然后以无边宇宙中所有的众生为对象，修行上述132种遍满舍心的方法。这就是修行四犯住的方法。
Today we will stop our mantra here.
今天的开始到这里告一段落。